Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And now, do we have any kind of a ta-da-ta-da with the hot keys, like some kind of a musical flourish? Hold on. No, we don't want that. No, that's a little bit. Well, sort of. No! Oh, all right. No! I guess we don't. All right, so pretend a musical flourish here. Ta-da-ta-da! What was I going to say? The hell was I going to say? Something important. I forgot. In any event, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie. Oh, that's okay. So Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also now Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And that's 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Thursdays and Fridays, Big Willie 105.5. And also on the River Talk Radio Network. That wasn't it. There was something else really important that now I don't remember what it was. God, what is wrong with me? Jeez. All right, fine. So we've got that. Sydney Sweeney. Oh, that's it. Yes. Give me a follow. Give me a follow on the Facebook, my profile page. Just click, you know, like or follow. I think it's follow. Click that. And anyway, so that way you'll follow me. And you can comment on all of the posts that I do on my Facebook page. Also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. That's taken off like crazy as well. Follow both if you would. Lots and lots of good stuff in each one. And you can comment especially on the Sydney Sweeney, the sheer silver dress posts. I mean, let me tell you, she looked just beyond spectacular. Just beyond spectacular. And some people are very intimidated by that, threatened by that. Typically, people on the far left politically. And it really amazes me. They have no problem with transgender people like pushing Bud Light or whatever, like that Dylan whatever. But when it comes to Sydney Sweeney, and that's sheer, and I do mean sheer silver dress, it's just jaw-dropping, which I think is a political statement, saying that, MAGA Nation is here, and we are winning, and all this transgender stuff, the hell with it, and screw you, all your grotesque scolds on TikTok, and just screw you. So you can vote on that, you can share your comments if you want. And I want to warn you, it's not for kids. This is for adults. This is an adult woman, this Sydney Sweeney. Not for kids, but I think she's making a very powerful political statement and stunningly beautiful on top of all that. All right, so we've got that. Election Day is tomorrow. And it doesn't even surprise me anymore that the local media is ignoring the most important local political story. And with Election Day tomorrow. It really is amazing to me that with all the reporters they have for all the newspapers, all the dying newspapers and all the dying TV stations, not one, as far as I know, as far as I've seen, as far as I'm aware, has covered the story that I have been covering morning, noon, and night, and that is Richland Township, the trustees' election. There are two trustees running for re-election. We have Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble. Full disclosure, Jim DeNoble's a neighbor of mine. He lives across the street. Good guy. He plowed my snow, plowed my driveway once when there was terrible, terrible snow. I did not ask him to do that. I would never ask anyone to do that. But he just took it upon himself, which I appreciate very much. I've never had a problem with Jim DeNoble. I've never had a problem with Rick Farrell. Never. They have a challenger, Jay Stevens, who is running for one of the two seats. His hope is that he will defeat Rick Farrell or Jim DeNoble. I have no idea how the voters are going to respond or if they're even going to respond. I don't know. But there is one big issue that's a really, really big issue that no one in the media is covering here. In fact, no one in the media on earth is covering, just me. Nobody else is covering this thing, which astonishes me. And that's this million-dollar white elephant that the two of the three trustees for Richland Township, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, voted for. Greg Clark had first gone along with it and then decided not to vote for it. Good for him. I'm rounding up here to make it easy to follow on radio. So we're talking about roughly $1 million, not quite, but roughly $1 million, COVID money. And it is this one building. Now, they also spent some of that money on some kind of a lean-to thing, but for the sake of discussion on radio, we're going to say roughly $1 million, and virtually all of that was for this useless building that they built that is not even manned during the day. I went there on like a Sunday a week ago, and nobody was there or couldn't get in. And it's supposedly a meeting room for the people when they have their trustees meeting once a month, and also police scanners there. And long story short, they, in my opinion, and I live in Richland Township, and I've never had a problem with any of the three trustees or the previous trustees. You've never heard me complain about Richland Township. I like Richland Township. You've never heard me complain about anything or about them. You never. This thing bothers me. This thing bothers me a lot because there was no need for this to spend roughly $1 million of COVID money on this white elephant that is utterly just useless sitting there, just useless. You could have had, and you could still have, the monthly meetings, trustee meetings throughout Richland Township. You could hold them anywhere. Community room at the mall, maybe at St. Clairsville City Hall, or at a church or a school or wherever. You don't need a meeting room in Richland Township. You got 101 different meeting rooms, very nice ones. And you also don't need a police department in Richland Township, which right now is down to two constables. And even though the website says they've got six, it's down to actually two. And it's just redundancy. And I'm sure they're both fine people and they do a good job. And this is not a reflection on either one of these guys at all. Not at all. It's just you don't need constables in Richland Township. Think about it. We, the taxpayers, pay taxes. The state of Ohio provides state troopers, the highway patrol. We also pay Belmont County taxes, and we pay for the sheriff's department. They do a fine job. City of St. Clairsville, which is more than one-third of the Richland Township population, also pays for a police department. I mean, you've got layers of police redundancy throughout Richland Township. You don't need two constables and two squad cars. You don't need them. What's wrong with the sheriff's department? What's wrong with the state troopers? And for St. Clairsville, my God, you have your own police department. So this building, the justification supposedly, well, not supposedly, the justification, because we had the guys here in the big debate a week or so ago. And by the way, we've got thousands of views on that Facebook live stream, thousands and thousands of views. And again, the local media is not covering the story. It's a big story. It's an important story. Jay Stevens is making, even though you wouldn't know it by his radio commercials, he is the one who frankly told me about it. It's like, I didn't know what he was talking about. What do you mean $1 million building? What? I live in Richland Township. I'm in the media. I don't know about this. So they tried to pass this keep it under the radar screen, and it's blowing up in their faces. Now, I have no earthly idea how the voters in Richland Township are going to respond to this. I don't know if anyone's even listening in Richland Township. I don't. I have no idea. How could I know? And even if people in Richland Township, voters in Richland Township, are listening to this on these great radio stations, including Big Willy 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, and watching the Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? And even though I'm the only one in the Valley, which means I'm the only media person, the only journalist on Earth, and I mean that literally, the only journalist on Earth that I'm aware of that's covering this story. Just because I'm doing that does not necessarily mean that the voters are going to care about it. They might go, oh, $1 million COVID money. Well, it's not really our money. It's COVID money. And they built this building, so who cares? Let's get on with our lives. And they may take that attitude. And that's fine. They live in Richland Township, too. But it's also possible that because Dimitri is the only journalist on Earth, literally the only one that I'm aware of that is covering this story, it might be that the voters in Richland Township are going to go pretty much the way that I went when I first heard about it. Like, what? What was that? What? What are you saying, Jay Stevens? What? And it is possible that tomorrow, Election Day, more than a few voters in Richland Township are going to go there and go, hey, this Jay Stevens, he's making a big stink about this. It's a valid point. So we have to, well, not have to, but we're going to show our displeasure with the incumbents, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, who I like both of them. I like all three guys. I don't have a dog in this fight. I really don't. You've never heard me say anything bad about any of these guys. But it might be the voters are going to go, you know, we've got to make a statement here. We're going to say this is wrong. This $1 million of COVID money could have been so much better spent in Richland Township. Give more of the money than they already gave. I think they gave like about $50,000 to the Cumberland Trail Fire District. Maybe give them more for something with EMS or whatever, and call Dr. Amanda Fisher, the Belmont County coroner, who I love, by the way. She is just the best. She is just the best. Call her and see what the coroner's department needs. Go call the Belmont County Health Department. This was COVID money, roughly $1 million of COVID money, and they build this white elephant in the middle of Richland Township that you don't need it. Of course, now we're stuck with it forever. And so the voters might go, you know, thank God that Jay Stevens raised the issue. So Dimitri became aware of it. And then Dimitri realized that it was a very big, important local news story. And thank God he's been talking about it. And now we can decide what, if anything, we want to do about it. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Nothing would surprise me. Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble could win re-election in a landslide. Or Jay Stevens could sneak in there and get more votes than one of the two. One of the two is going to still be there, along with Greg Clark, who is a St. Clairsville police officer and a dunk tank aficionado. Maybe Jay Stevens will get more votes than the other two combined. I have no earthly idea. Nothing will surprise me. Nothing will surprise me. I make no predictions. I simply don't. I can't make any predictions about that. My prediction was that the Indianapolis Colts were going to beat the Steelers by 30 points yesterday. That was my prediction. Thankfully, I have no idea what I'm talking about. But it's going to be a very interesting election day tomorrow, because tomorrow night we're going to see if Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local had any impact on the Richland Township election. And quite frankly, it might not. I'll be the first to admit it might not. I literally have no idea who listens or watches my show. I know a lot of people do, but I can't tell you where they're from or anything really much about them. But we're going to find out, I guess, tomorrow night. I think it's a very big issue, and I've been hammering away at it because I still can't wrap my mind around it. Richland Township, $1 million in COVID money for this stupid, useless building. And it took a challenger to alert me to it. Because they did nothing, as far as I know, other than the bare minimum of posting a public notice in the Dying Times Leader, which, of course, no one's going to read. And then everything else is just at the meeting, but, you know, we're trying to find the meeting notes on their website. Try to get information. Just try. Will the voters care? Richland Township tomorrow? I don't know. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Is this making a difference at all regarding Richland Township, letting people know that there's this, I believe, this huge news story that no one else is touching here in the Valley? And I swear to you, I don't understand why they're not covering this thing. It's not something that's politically correct. It's not a pro-Trump thing or an anti-Trump thing or a pro-Republican or Democrat or whatever. It's none of that stuff. Because normally, if it was anything that favored Trump, of course, 7 and 9 and the newspapers would not cover it. It has nothing to do with Trump. It has nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. To me, this is a story that is agnostic in the sense of there's no, you know, left or right politically. It's just, should the trustees have spent roughly $1 million of COVID money on this useless building? It's a local story. It's election day tomorrow. It's as relevant as I've seen any local story be for election day. And it's like no coverage. No coverage at all. It's just, honestly, it just amazes me. It amazes me. How can there be no coverage of this story? How could I be the only one on earth, the only journalist on earth, talking about this thing? All right, well, I'm done talking. I don't know what else I can say, quite frankly. So tomorrow, whatever you want to do, you know, Richland Township, go do it. You know, vote for them, vote against them, and do whatever you want. But don't say that you weren't told about it. Don't say you weren't told about it. Because I've been covering this thing every which way. I went out there, I saw the damn thing. There's not, it's just a plain rectangular nothing building, 4,000 square feet. It's like nothing. It's like nothing. It's like a storefront at the mall, you know, in terms of space. It's just nothing. $1 million. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Anyway, so we'll see if I make a difference tomorrow. We'll see. I don't know.